from KQED.
The University of California has six medical centers, and one of them, UC San Francisco, is about to undergo a major change. At the end of this month, UCSF Chancellor Susan Desmond-Hellmann is leaving to become CEO of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has a major focus on global health. Desmond-Hellmann was an unconventional choice to head up UCSF. She came from the biotech company Genentech, where she directed the development of new drugs. I sat down with her this week, and I began by asking if she felt any particular challenge being the first female to head the university in its 150-year history.
On the front of being the first female chancellor, I had zero resistance and felt no pressure as the first woman chancellor. I felt that it was a much more odd thing for me to be from private industry. And so I did feel some pressure that individuals looked to me as potentially a drug company lady or someone from biotech, that they might be suspicious that I would value private industry over our public mission. But I think that was more odd than my gender.
UCSF is a nearly $4 billion enterprise, and it's also one of six medical schools in the University of California system: Davis, UCLA, Irvine, San Diego, most recently Riverside. What's the case for having so many medical schools in one state school system?
Well, it's a huge asset to the state of California, and the case for having so many medical schools is health is largely a local issue. Communities are really important when you're trying to drive health. Communities have different values. Communities have different ways of approaching things like exercise, diet, healthy behaviors. So having a local medical school that can serve that community and interact with that community is a positive. On the other hand, there's a coalition of all the UC medical centers and the medical schools called UC Health. And increasingly, UC Health is trying to drive the health of California.
We're in the midst of implementing healthcare reform in this country. There's a chance that institutions like UCSF are going to really suffer because the whole model of fee-for-service and going to an expert to get something checked out, that's really being squeezed a bit with healthcare reform, isn't it?
Our leadership anticipated that we would, no matter what happened with the Affordable Care Act, we would need to lower our prices. We would need to focus on access, and we would need to change the way we operate from that fee-for-service to looking at safety, quality, affordability, very different for an academic medical center. But we need to do that while continuing to innovate, continuing to seek cures for diseases, and continuing to be leaders academically.
You're leaving UCSF to become the CEO of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation up in Washington, and they focus on global health, among other things. And there's been some concern expressed recently about rich guys like Bill Gates or Larry Ellison or Eric Schmidt down at Google spending a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, on research and health issues that they find to be important. And that in some way that could undermine sort of science for the common good. Do you have any concerns about, or what do you think of that criticism? Maybe is a better way to ask it.
Well, I'm a fan of public dialogue. I wouldn't have gone to a public university if I didn't embrace public dialogue. And as an innovator and as somebody who's participated in avenues of, for example, new cancer medicines, I found the engagement by breast cancer advocates frightening at first,
and then noisy,
frightening, frankly, a little annoying. And my evolution as an innovator to embracing that and recognizing that that dialogue led us to better outcomes. I think the same is true with philanthropy. I am thrilled that Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett have decided to take their wealth and try and have all lives have equal value. I mean, that really resonates for me. I'm thrilled about that. Does that mean that no one should question or challenge the focus of the foundation or give input? Absolutely not. I would welcome that. Being in California, I think it's in our DNA to believe that healthy dialogue and debate brings better outcomes.
All right. Chancellor Susan Desmond-Hellmann, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can hear more of my interview with UCSF Chancellor Susan Desmond-Hellmann on KQED Newsroom on Channel 9.